But we were taking bets when we were going to run out of fuel. And the fuel, we were getting so low on fuel that the engineers were taking the fuel filters, and we had no spares. We're taking the fuel filters out of the system and washing them out and hanging them over the side while we're underway to try to clean the wax and residue out of the fuel filters. Everybody's taking bets that we're not going to make it.
Yeah.
But we made it. We got the fuel off the barge, and we ended up taking it to Cameron, Louisiana. And so that was like about 48 days to get to Louisiana. And we got there on a Thursday evening, maybe about 5 o'clock in the evening. And we had been at sea for, 45, 50 days, just on pretty harsh conditions.
Right.
So the first thing you want to do is get drunk, right? Or go ashore, do something. Well, we all went ashore that night and got absolutely snockered. Everybody did. The next morning, we got word that the Coast Guard is coming on board for a Coast Guard certificate of inspection. We had no knowledge of the Coast Guard was coming up. So now everybody's hungover, like major hungover, tied up to some dolphins in Louisiana, Cameron, Louisiana. And we also had a potential charter come on board and wanted to hire us to go up to Alaska. Mm-hmm. So now we got a charter's inspection going on board, or his video camera is going around videotaping everything, the equipment. We're trying to get the stern roller to turn because it hadn't moved in months. Mm-hmm. We're trying to get that moved. We got a Coast Guard inspection going on, and we're taking on like $50,000, $60,000 worth of stores, all while everybody's like croaking from a hangover. It's like everybody's like dying. But anyways, we passed the Coast Guard. We got the charter's job and we got the stores on board, and we left the following morning, and we picked up a boat, and we were ordered to head to Caribbean. I can't remember the name of the island off of South America. I can't think of the island now. Anyways, we were told to tow a vessel down there, and so we got underway. The next day, we went over there, picked up the boat. We took the anchor from their bow, put it on our back deck, took the anchor off, connected to our tow wire, and started towing that boat to Curacao. We're going to go to Curacao. So now we're headed to... This is like after being at sea for like 48 days.
Right.
One night ashore, where everybody got drunk, and the next day, we're like busting our rear ends. And the next day after that, we're right underway again, and we're headed to Curacao. And we dropped the boat off of Curacao, and then we went to Panama. And we're told to go full speed ahead to British Columbia, Vancouver. And we headed up to Vancouver, where we continued our Coast Guard inspection. We had it completed up there. And also, we had to refit the vessel for a special operation up in the Bering Sea. And then continued over to the Aleutian Islands, where I got off the boat. After I had been on that boat for like 100 and, I think that trip was 148 days.
Wow.